Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What I do get is a lot of stuff made in China.
Yeah.
And we all do. And you may be surprised how much of the stuff we consume comes from somewhere else. We are dependent on these complex supply chains, which it turns out are extremely fragile. The commercial pipeline that brings about $1 trillion worth of toys, clothing, electronics, furniture from Asia to the U.S. is clogged. Nobody seems to know how to unclog it. The pandemic, of course, the straw that broke the camel's back, the ultimate stress test. One expert said it's like an orchestra with lots of first violins and no conductor.
Oh boy.
No one's really in charge.
Oh, boy.
And they talk about, you know, not investing in our ports, our railroads, problems attracting truck drivers. So it's sort of a confluence of factors. And we thought if anybody could explain this, it might be Mark Hamrick, Bankrate.com, senior economic analyst. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Great to be with both of you. I feel like I hit the lottery being on twice this week.
We have lots of questions.
We do.
We have,
and,
you know,
what's going on?
Lots of questions.
Why do many car dealerships not have any cars on the lot? I mean, electronics, certain parts you're looking for, they say, oh, you're going to have to wait months for that. What is going on?
Well, as you pointed out, this is a function of the pandemic. And essentially, as you've closed down plants and all the mechanisms to get things from point A to point B to point C throughout the world, that's been the real problem here. I'm going to have to clear my throat. So if you have a cough switch, give me a sec here.
You got it. No problem. He's all choked up talking
right
to
ahead.
Us.
Yeah.
You know,
he's quite all right. So
he's weeping after
you know,
talking
it's another
with you,
one of these.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Mark.
It's another one of these crazy. It's another one of these crazy quilt aspects of the pandemic that none of us could have possibly foreseen. Although I will say, in the early stages of this, in December now of 2019, that was the major concern then, was what's going to happen to everything that we're dependent on for manufacturing in our country if China is locked down. We didn't know it was going to be the rest of the world then. But I want to share one thing with you that came from the Institute for Supply Management, which is essentially the trade group representing all of these executives in the United States, trying to describe all the problems they're experiencing, essentially, with the production of everything. And it's about 30 seconds, but bear with me. It's a great explanation. They said, essentially, the survey respondents reported their companies and suppliers continue to deal with an unprecedented number of hurdles to meet increasing demand. All segments of the manufacturing economy are impacted by record long raw materials lead times, the stuff they need to make things, continued shortages of critical materials, rising commodities prices, and difficulties in transporting products. And finally, global pandemic-related issues, including worker absenteeism, short-term shutdowns due to part shortages, difficulties in filling open positions and overseas supply chain problems, continue to limit manufacturing growth potential. Now, they add, finally, that they're optimistic about prospects because the best thing they have going for them is strong demand, and it's just that they can't fulfill it.
So help us understand this, Mark, because I get the human capital part. You know, there are containers on container ships, but nobody ready to empty them. There are, you know, boxes at rail yards or, you know, stuff full of products, but I understand if you don't have the people there, whether it wasn't safe or whether they have found new jobs or don't want to come back to their jobs. But why are the raw materials in short supply?
Well, ultimately, you have to have people to get those from where they need
so
to go as well.
Thing.
It's mostly human. Yeah, it's a shortage of people, experts.
It's not a shortage of the materials or the components. It's a shortage of people to essentially harvest them or to create them. And, you know, the automobile industry is the perfect example of being dependent on computer chips. And General Motors today reported its monthly sales, and they're down 30%, not because there's no demand. It's because they can't produce it. They need these semiconductors, as we know, and so many things are dependent on that kind of technology these days. And they're unable to move these vehicles along the production line until they get those components alone, not to mention others.
Well, Mark, there's not anything any one of us can do to unclog this clogged pipeline. But where my head goes, just practical. Give yourself more lead time. If you want to order something, just know that instead of days, it could be weeks. And I'm thinking holiday shopping for Christmas, for Hanukkah.
You know, Hanukkah's early this year.
More than ever, do not wait until the day before or the week before. You might want to get out ahead of the curve, go on offense, and order things early to have a prayer of what you want arriving in time. Any other advice for listeners?
Well, I think that's great advice, and I've given that advice over the years when we didn't have these supply chain difficulties, simply because I'm a fan of trying to budget for holiday shopping and not to, you know, put it on plastic and then basically have a holiday debt hangover.
Right.
But, you know, at the outset, you said there's not one single person who could fix this. That's the problem of being a democracy as opposed to a centrally controlled economy in China where one person would try to fix it. There are solutions that people are trying to undertake, whether it's, you know, staffing 24/7, 365 at the Port of Los Angeles and Long Beach. I saw an interview with a farmer today who said, for milk production, he's working with four suppliers for bottles and cartons instead of just one. And I think that's the takeaway that we've been dealing with for a year now, is that we can't rely on such a tight thread with respect to the global supply chain. We need to be a little more nimble, and this will satisfy a lot of people's wishes, and that is we need to bring a lot of this capacity back to the United States as well.
And that doesn't happen overnight. Is that, do you see signs that's happening, that we are going to be less dependent on China and other countries to have the things we want and need?
Well, late last year, there was already a movement out of China into surrounding countries in Asia. And there's a lot of investment, for example, right now in the semiconductor industry in the United States. But one of these products is comprised of a billion parts. And so it takes time to build those plants, not to mention just the production of the chips. We'll get there, but it's going to take some time.
Okay.
We
that
appreciate.
Helped.
Yeah, it
that
did help.
A lot.
We appreciate the time, and I, you know, it's humans. Humans are always behind the things. So once we figure this all
when
out,
they can train
the
robots
are,
to do this,
it's a whole different story. Mark Hamrick at Bankrate.com. We so appreciate your expertise, and we'll call you soon again.
Thank you, Mark.
My great pleasure. I'm in the process of becoming a robot, so one way or the other, I'll be there to help you and have a great weekend.
I want to be the guy that repairs the robots.
That's the way for job security.
Thank you, Mark.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.